Okay. Mishenichnas Adar, Marben Besimcha, we're there. The day that a lot of Jews around the world, I would say most Jews, I would hope, look forward to very much. The famous Gemara says, Tainis Chavtesim Anach, Kishen Shemenichnas Av, Mata Besimcha, the same way that you go into Av, we have to lower your Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar, Marben Besimcha, we go into Adar, we have to add on tremendous Simcha. Meaning in our lives, there's always Simcha, sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. Right, but always if there's Hashem Simcha. Rashi says, right, the Gemara is famous because it's a famous song, but the Rashi is less known. You may nisim hayu l'Yisrael Purim v'Pesach. You would think, you ask any kid, why do you get happy in Adar? Because Purim's in Adar. What does Rashi say? Because the miracles that happened to Klai Yisrael went Purim and Pesach. We see there's a connection even in Adar of Pesach as well. Purim and Pesach. Rav Avraham Shor Shlita quotes from the Sfas Emes, quotes the Zohar. That says Purim and Yom Kippur are the exact opposites. Purim, metaknem ayde onik. Purim, we do tshuva through enjoying, through drinking and eating and all that stuff, through physical actions. Yom Kippur, we do the opposite by taking away. There's a dichotomy. There's a comparison. We see there are two different types of things going on in the beginning of the year of Tishrei, right? And Elul and Tishrei, and now Adar and Nisan. What are these two types of things? We see in the Parsha an amazing thing. Parshas Truma, Pasuk Tesvav. What did the Pasuk say? B'tabos ha'aron yiyobadim lo yisru mimenu. As you guys said before, the poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They may not be removed from it. So my Rebbe, the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, quotes in his Sefer Imre Baruch, the famous idea from the Ber Maim Chaim. Says, what do these two poles represent? These two poles represent Ava and Yira and Arvot Hashem, right? The Aron is the Torah. But the way why can you never remove the poles? Because one pole represents Ava and one pole represents Yira, right? And you guys know, I'm sorry we're going in a little bit of a quick time here, but I don't know what you guys missed the bus. The two types of tshuvas, tshuva me'yira and tshuva me'ava, right? Everyone here knows, the Gemara says in Yoma, pevava me'beis, that someone who does tshuva out of fear, tshuva because they're scared of what's going to happen to them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu only changes their tshuva, their sins they once did on purpose, into accidental sins. Meaning it's a good tshuva, right? But it's not the best tshuva. What's the higher tshuva? Tshuva me'ava. Tshuva out of love. I want to come back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're my father. You're everything to me. What does Gemara say there? Someone does tshuva because of that. Someone does tshuva out of that. Change the averas into mitzvahs. The averas into mitzvahs. The unbelievable thing. A person is able to elevate the action that he once did a month ago into mamash's chuyos. What's going on here? What's pshat? So Rav Avraham Shor Shlita writes in a sefer called Halecha Baliva B'Chodesh Adar, an amazing thing. He says, why is it Mishenechnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha? Because when a person realizes that they're able to do tshuva out of love, they're able to fix the past 11 months, Adar is the last month of the entire year. They're able to change everything that we did in the past 11 months. How could a person not be Mesimcha? Right? We finally did. We finally get into Adar. Everyone says Mishenechnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. What are you happy about? You happy about because your fantasy football team won? You're happy because the Super Bowl won? Those are all meaningless things. They're very nice, and you're happy for a day or two, whatever. But something that's real, something that's complete, that's something that stays with you for your entire life. That's the Simcha of Adar. The Simcha of Adar says we could be better. How many times? It happens to me all the time. We mess up. We say Lashon Hara. We get upset. The way of our generation is not to scare someone. And say, oh, you know what's going to happen if you do this, this, and this, and this. You know how much Hashem loves you? You tell a kid how much Hashem loves you? All they want to do is the right thing. Adar is saying Hashem is giving us one big hug. That's Mishenechnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. That's what it's all about. Now, we said this before. Rav Futner says, the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekam. Tzadik falls seven times. That's a push-up shot. What does Rav Futner say? Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekam. You want to know how to become a Tzadik? You have to fall. But you get up. Become. That's what it's all about. That's what Adar is all about. Adar is all about realizing the entire year, whatever happened in the past 11 months doesn't matter. Right now we're at the end of the year. We could change. We could change the entire year based on this month. That's what Purim is all about. The whole month is infused with the koch of tshuva av, tshuva me'av. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll speak about more on a more Purim Yudik Yisod. Just to end with a short story, because I know we're running to the bus. But my Rabbi Rav Moshe Weimer actually loves saying this story. Basically, it was after the Holocaust in Austria. Every country came. I think the year is 1952, something like that. Every country came to represent their country. It was a poetry contest. What happened was that every country gave their poem, and it was amazing. Every country from around the world came. This one country came, And this guy, I forgot, I think from England, this guy representing England, came in and said the Tehillim Chav Gimel, right? Mizmor Ladav Hashem Roi Lo Achsar. Said Hashem, I said God, you are my shepherd. I lack nothing. And the guy, everyone was very very applauding. It was amazing. They're about to announce him the winner, and this old Jew from the back of the room gets up. The old Jew from the back of the room gets up, and recites the same paragraph of Tehillim. But when he's done saying this paragraph of Tehillim, what's happening? The whole room is not clapping and smiling. The whole room is mamash in tears. And the guy who just did the same exact Tehillim right before in English, or whatever language he spoke, he runs over to this old Jew, most probably in the Holocaust. And he said, I don't understand. When I said those words, God is my shepherd, I lack nothing, everyone's applauding and everything. But when you said those words, God is my shepherd, I lack nothing, Hashem Roi Lo Achsar, everyone's crying. I don't understand. Why the two different reactions? So Weimar Gershlita explained the story. The guy goes back, the old Jew said back to the guy and said, you want to know why? You're just reading it from a puzzle. You're just reading it as a poem. I have a relationship with the shepherd. I know the shepherd. I can relate to the shepherd. I see the shepherd. I talk to the shepherd my entire life. He knows me and I know him. Others are all about going back to the shepherd, realizing that Hashem is always there. Hashem is by our side. Hashem, if we do this, we'll be able to take every minute of Adar, every minute, not just leading up to Purim, but every minute of Adar, to realize that the essence of Adar, we're able to be changed people. We'll be able to grow in our own avodas Hashem, and in mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to do the mitzvahs as the Rebbe Chaim Chaim said, to do the mitzvahs with Ava and Yira, and be able to come back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only through Tshuva Meira, Tshuva Me'Ava, seeing how much our Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us, seeing everything that He does in our lives. Just like He did everything for Mordechai and Esther, that every little thing happened for Hashem to come to get, for Hashem to make the nes. So to our lives is our one big Megillah. And if we realize that we're all in our own lives, but it's all one Megillah, Be'ez Hashem will be zochah to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tshuva out of love. Shabbos. Good and Chodesh.